Hey, it's Chaya here, and I'm back with another episode. Freedom with PTSD. Oh my God. Since I started this podcast, something like started to shift. I skipped last week to let myself really, I was just feeling so down, so depressed about how much PTSD was affecting my life. And I felt too vulnerable after my last episode, and I was like, nah, I don't want to make another episode ever again. But I really, really wanted to, and I'm so grateful for what happened in that week, in that time off. You see, during that time off, I really came face to face with what my fears are and how scary it is after growing up the way I did. So, to give you a little background, everyone has some level of trauma. So my trauma happens to be that at the age of 5, I was molested by a close family member. And the best part of it all is that no one in my family will recognize it as something that really happened. And that family member keeps denying it, even though he is acting super guilty about it. It's very clearly not something that is being accepted. And to make it even harder, the way it works with PTSD or trauma in general is the brain will many times block out whatever is too scary or too hard to believe in or live with when it comes down to survival. So when I was 5 and this happened, I left my body for the first time. I really disassociated and I kind of flew out the window and I put myself into this colorful place where I was being protected by angels. That was my brain's way of coping with what was happening, with how disgusting and crazy that was. However, while I did that, what I actually was doing inside myself was making this not be remembered, like blocking it out. And it is something I am so grateful for, because I would not have survived at all. I would have been either died, killed myself, or actually been killed. You know, it's not uncommon with people who are afraid of it coming to light, you know, for the child who got molested to also be murdered. So I don't know how, but my little 5-year-old brain realized that my survival depended on whether or not I can put myself far away. And by doing that, I also took the memory away. I hid the memory because I didn't live in that memory. I lived in this other place, in this alternate reality where there were angels and there was God and I was being taken care of, and it saved me and it was good until I met men and I became a teenager. And I was getting sexually abused by them because I did not know how to communicate or say no. I didn't believe I even had a right to, because I would become 5 all over again. I'd become a little girl who was being molested and, you know, couldn't say anything because my brain would take me to that safe place and it wasn't allowing me to do what I had to do. But the difference was that since I was older, I could no longer block out what was really happening, because some part of my brain knew I could change it and it was upset. Now, it's hard to talk so openly about this, and I'm gonna invite myself into my body with this discomfort. Because I wish someone would speak openly like I am to normalize it. Because if you're going through sexual abuse at the moment, I urge you to look back at your childhood and see what set you up for it. Because a healthy adult will usually not go through recurring sexual abuse. It's okay. It does happen every so often. People bump into it. But if you're going through recurring with different people and you have no way of saying no, chances are something happened and it might be time to start doing your work, staying away from men for a while until you can heal that little part inside of you that doesn't know how to show up during these times or is asking for your attention. So for me for a very long time. I didn't understand why. I'm like this badass girl at that point with a lot of problems, definitely. That's what, sexual abuse, that's what PTSD does. But I was a badass, and then I would crumble the minute a man acted in a way that was completely not okay with me. And that made me more afraid of men than ever, and all I wanted was a man. So I was being torn between, okay, what do I do? Do I go after trying to find my man, or do I run away from men? And so I'd find myself in bed, depressed, until I couldn't anymore, and it was better to get hurt by a man than stay in bed. And basically, I went through a cycle of just trying to get out of it without realizing what was happening or what was it. But then the reason I'm going into all this, and I do get stuck in it a little because it's a lot, and if I wasn't, then I'm not really talking from the heart. But the reason I even went here was because what I wanted to bring to the table is that for a very long time, this memory was completely clouded. And only, I would say, over a year ago now was the first time that I started suspecting things over time, but I didn't know what, and I couldn't really figure it out, so I stopped trying to figure it out. And then I started doing real therapy and going inside my body, and these horrible images were coming up, and I had no idea what it was. And then the memory came back. And what I want to give to today is like the time today, what I want to give credence to is the doubt that comes around abuse and any abuse. Okay, so you might have had physical abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, sexual abuse, whatever it was, I invite you to hear me out. It is true. Whatever you're feeling happen, if your body is telling you this and you have no reason to make it up, it's true. And it might be so big and so crazy in your head that you don't want it to be true. So you're willing to just let it go or put it under a rock or just pretend it didn't happen. But there is scientifically, it's proven that when you go under extreme trauma, you will many times block it out. So if the memory is coming back and it's way after it happened, I invite you, rather than doing what I did in the beginning, which was doubt it and then explain how it couldn't have happened, and then all the other stuff, which only made it worse, by the way, I invite you to make room for it. No need to figure out what that means going forward, but just make room for right here and now, whatever that feeling is, whatever that memory is, for it to be inside of you without rejecting it or fighting it or anything. And let's say you're not a trauma survivor who just remembered your trauma, but you've always had the trauma, you've always remembered it, you've always, at the time I was choked, someone choked me. When I was 8, that was a memory I always had. It never left. I always doubted it still because I was so small and I was being told whatever I was being told. But I always had that memory, and yet still I doubted it. And I want to invite you right now, what if we don't doubt our traumas? And we don't go now and try to fix the world and talk to the people who hurt us. We talk to ourselves. And we give ourselves some compassion for what happened. The biggest reason why I would stay away from that is because I was afraid of what would happen on the other side of it, because it kind of felt like making peace with my demons, right? Now, what if they're not demons at all? I actually wrote this beautiful poem, and I'd like to dedicate the last few minutes here to reading it. And we can explain it, I'll explain it more on the next episode, but to reading it and making a little more clarity of what if the things you're so afraid of facing are not something to be afraid of after all? What if you can stop running from them? What if you can actually find peace in them? So I called it, I'm stronger than my demons. I feel weak, overcome by fear, but the fear isn't me. I feel shame, bleeding, but I continue to breathe. I see the condemnation. It becomes hard to sleep, but I'm behind it fighting, my bones broken into a heap. The despair sets in. I'm believing the lies. The voices are loud. My spirit's gonna die. It's not true, though. It just feels real. I think I'm nothing, but here's the deal. Whatever stands in my way is there to make me stronger, push my potential, make me try harder. I think it's there to kill me, but it's there to set me free. Let me out of my cage, allow me to finally be. I have been lied to, I have been cheated on, mistreated and laughed at, beaten till the light of dawn. But something was born, something bigger and stronger. My spirit, my soul grew powerful, and not because of anger. I began to see through. The demons transformed. There is light in the pain. They helped me, I learned. They helped me, I learned. Instead of breaking me down, they build me up. Instead of the final cries, I get the trophy cup. The darker the night, the greater the sunrise, the sadder the low, the happier the high. So now when it comes, when the darkness arrives, I don't run, I don't hide. In fact, I stare it in its eyes. I shower it with love. I tolerate the ache. I embrace the pain. I surrender to the shake. I find peace in the abyss. I find comfort as I fall. I offer it up to the universe, believing I'll stand up tall. I don't have the strength, but I hold on tight to the memory of a future where it isn't a fight. A place where I accept more than I imagine now, where the pain is my help and I don't need to know how. When they say I'm not enough, I see myself okay with that, with enough self-love to give myself a little laugh. What if it is true? I see a new reality. What if it can be mine? I'm feeling childish glee. If it's all true, how cool. If the lows are actually highs, if they're there to push me up, if they're really a disguise, if there's really no bad, if everything is for my good, if nothing's against me, if it's here to show me what I could, then there's no need to cry. There's no need to fear. There's no need for shame. There's no need for despair. In fact, there's room for joy. Even when I'm down, there's room to be happy when I cannot make a sound. In the dark, I remember light, for it's all here to help me grow, not to dim me out and break me, but rather to let my colors show. As I remember hearing once, for in the dark is the only time when you think it's all lost, but you can see the stars shine. I'm a star when it's dark and the sun when it's light. My light is never truly out. My spark has brought me to life. Nothing can snuff it out. No amount of pain, no amount of dark, no amount of shame. It's here to stay. I don't have to fight. The war's over. What a weird sight. The battlefield is covered with peace and pain, with happy and sad, with love and strength. I didn't realize it till this moment. We were all fighting for the same thing. I thought they were fighting me. Turns out we were on the same team. We are on the same team. So when you see your scarier demons, remember these words and the truth. They're not here. They're not here to hurt you or scare you. They're actually here to they're actually restoring your youth. They're reminding you who you are. They're reminding you why you're here. They're waking up the fire within. They're prompting you to dare. So don't fear them. Embrace the roar and roar louder at them. Allow your spirit to soar. You are beautiful and it wants to show you to show. You are enough. It wants you to know. So now, as I look him in the eye, I say thank you for the push. I lay down my weapon calmly and in disbelief. I look where he stood. I see a pillar of light. I see unconditional love. I see transformation. I feel the universe's hug. I still doubt at moments. That's part of the dark. I think it's me and how I feel, but it's just a small part. The more I tolerate this fear, the more I stand up to it. The more I see its true identity, the easier it is to admit. It's really for my own good. It's really here for me. It's really my friend. It's here to set me free. So bring it on, world. Show me my past. Scare me with my future. But I know the truth at last. You really love me. You want me to succeed. You want me to fly. You want me to lead. I feel your presence. I see your smile. I love your warmth. I pray it lasts a while. I know I can always come back. I can always see more of this. I can find my peace. I no longer need to resist. I won't rewrite the past. I will redefine now. I will find the truth and let go of the doubt. And after all that, all I can say is that I'm stronger than my demons any day. In fact, they're here cheering me on the whole way. So, whew, I'm like getting chills just sharing that. What if you can find your peace and really find freedom with PTSD through realizing that the PTSD is not there to cripple you or make your life harder, but it's actually there for your own good, to make your life better. You see, had I not been molested at that young age, I don't know who I would have been, but I wouldn't have been me, okay? And I'm not wishing it on anyone. I'm not wishing it on that 5-year-old beautiful girl that I was. But it happened. And I can sit here from here to tomorrow trying to understand it, trying to understand my abuser, trying to understand the whole dark, but I'll never understand it because I'm not the one who did it to me. And I'll never be. And that's what makes me special, that it lives on inside of me and it makes me want to be something that I've never seen before, the exact opposite of what I've seen. So rather than being scared when I see that pain, what if I can turn that pain into the exact thing that makes me grow? I'm gonna leave you off with that thought. What if you can take that pain, the thing that seems to be dragging you down the most, and you can actually turn it into the greatest thing for you? How would that be? How would that look? How would that feel?